Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to ask about the interception in the end zone. Was that an RPO? It looked like maybe a couple guys were downfield, and maybe at the last second the linebacker just realized it and got his hands up. And it's just a confluence of events that kind of sort of made that happen.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was a heck of a play by that guy.
Right.
I mean, it was a really good defensive play. I think we had the look that we wanted. We had a good opportunity for it. The guy just made a really good play, and sometimes that's going to happen. It's just one of those things. It was a look where I think we had what we wanted and had an opportunity for it. And the guy made a good play on us.
And then let's go to the end of the game and the throw that Josh made. Can you just kind of bring us into coming out of that situation with 23 seconds left? Are you looking for a shot downfield? Is it, hey, if it's there, is it, you know, just kind of take us into the mindset of what the offense was at that point. You obviously don't want to turn it over and give them a, you know, chip shot field to win it either.
No. Yeah. It's one of those things where we're going into it, just talking to Josh, hey, if you like it, take it. If it's not clean, you know, we'll take this thing to overtime and outlet it to one of your outlets and see if they can get some yards after the catch with the timeouts that we had. So we got the look that we wanted for it, to take the shot to step down the middle there. And it was a great throw, great catch, great protection, really, really well executed all around by all 11 guys on the field.
You said it yourself last week, whatever it takes to get the win. Right. Mm-hmm. And your run game has been gaining ground the past two games, but inside that red zone, you know, Josh never thrown an interception in his entire career. You know, now he leads the league in red zone pick. Is it safe to say that defense do kind of get a feel of what Josh wants to do inside the 20?
No, I think part of that's just our execution. Part of it's, you know, good defense and, again, I think this one, this past week, it really had no bearing in terms of like Josh's decision or anything like that. The guy just made a heck of a play. I thought his decision making in the red zone was really good this week. And sometimes you got to give those guys some credit. You know, I mean, they've got that. The Detroit's got a really good defense. They got a really good team. And we knew going into it that wasn't going to be an easy game. You know, not many in this league are. You know, so. I think that all factors into it. I think we'll just continue to have that focus of being smart, not conservative in the red zone. And I think if he keeps making the decisions he's been making in the past few weeks, all that stuff will really take care of itself.
Absolutely, Coach. And now some teams, you know, they only rush four, and it seems at times they're content with letting Josh run the ball so he doesn't kill you with his arm. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Coach Belichick is known for taking away your best weapon. How will you be creative enough to balance out your offense to put up points this week?
Well, again, I think it's pretty early in the week right now, and we're still kind of going through the process. So, you know, we're going to look at it and, see what we think and look for the best ways to attack them. They're good on defense. They've been good for a long time. And they do some things that obviously poses offensive problems week in and week out. So at the end of the day, it's going to come down to execution and us putting our guys in the best spot for them to feel comfortable and go out and execute at a high level against a tough division opponent on the road.
You're starting to run the ball a little bit more. But I was just curious, was that a proposed running play? When Josh Allen kept the ball and went around the end for, I think it was maybe like 5 to 7 yards, and the guy went low and took his legs out, and man, it didn't look too good on that play, because Devin Singletary seemed to be doing very well, but you guys seemed to kind of stop, get feeding him the ball consistently and go away from him for long periods of time.
Are you talking about the play at the end?
Yeah, toward the end, yes.
like the last play we had. That's the one you're talking about?
When he got knocked out of bounds, when Josh Allen took the, it was like a
policy. I mean, I think what we're looking at there is trying to, you know, put our guys in position on a play where we're trying to create a little bit of a misdirection for them and create an issue for them to get the edge, you know, to get into field goals, get us into better field goal range. And we felt like at the time that was a good opportunity to do that. Use our guys with a little bit of motion, use our some misdirection on them to try and create some conflict. And anytime you could get up on the safety who's the one who, you know, makes the tackle, I feel like that's a good play for you. So in the run game. So we felt good about it. And we weren't running Josh a lot in the game on designed runs. And we felt like that was a good opportunity to try to, use something that they hadn't seen yet in the game.
All right. The last question on Devin Singletary. I kind of mixed both those questions in there. My bad on that one. But just wondering, is it with Devin Singletary, he seems to get the ball a lot early, but then late he doesn't seem to get the ball as often in the run game. Is that by design or what?
I think it's something where, you know, we're going through the game and we've got multiple backs who we trust we're going to utilize them and continue to rotate those guys. And sometimes it's just the way the flow of the game is going. We're always going to look to try to stay balanced. I think, you know, on that last touchdown drive where we go 15 plays or so, I think he had some big carries for us there. He had a few big carries for us. And on the drive before that, when we stalled and had to punt it to him and tried to pin him deep there. So, you know, I think we're definitely continually trying to use Devin. He's a great player for us. And we will continue to do that.
Hey, Ken, I think I asked you a couple weeks ago about Josh and his arm and how it affects your job and the play calling and all that. But I was curious, now that we're a couple games into his injury, how is it, like, yesterday and the game before? Like, how is it impacting how you're calling the game at this point?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it really we haven't had to say, hey, we can't do this. We've got to keep these throws out of the offense. You know, we haven't needed to do that. We could go out and operate and I feel like be effective, and he could be effective making all the throws that he needs to make. So, you know, we're going out and calling the game and trying to attack and, you know, all the different ways that we feel like we can. And I think it's been one of those things that, honestly, we go through the week and we look at what we like. And then on game day, I don't think there's much hesitation in calling much of anything for him in the passing game, especially.
And I know you had talked about last week how you kind of had experience with this going 3-1 with Cam and Carolina and all that. It's a different injury, of course, but, you know, similar kind of thing. And I was curious, like, what is the impact on him not practicing as, you know, like making all the throws in practice and all that, like on the game planning and all that? Like, what is the direct impact?
Yeah, I think it's important as the week goes on, if he does, you know, miss some time in practice, and hopefully as we go and it keeps getting better and better, he'll practice more and more. But, you know, as you go, it's just a constant flow of communication between, you know, you, myself and Josh in terms of, hey, what, you know, does he feel comfortable about this or does he not, you know, or does he, if it's something he can't get a rep on, because if he's not comfortable in it, then we're just not going to call it. You know, we'll have other things that we feel good about. So I think that's the biggest thing when you're in a situation like that. And then, you know, especially last week, because, you know, you're on a short week, so there's not a lot of practice time leading up anyway. So I think that's the biggest thing, that constant flow of communication to make sure that I'm on the same page with him and I'm calling things that he feels supremely confident about in running.
And then last one for me, during the game yesterday, Sean was interviewed and said that, you know, Josh sliding more is something that he'd like to see. And we talk to you all the time about Josh protecting himself and making good decisions and all that. But I noticed a couple of times yesterday he didn't slide, or he ended up getting tackled on runs for whatever reason. Is that a conversation that, like, every week, or are you like, hey man, you got to keep sliding, or like, how often do you guys talk about something like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously, I think a constant conversation and a constant, you know, give take, you know, because you don't want to take what makes Josh special out of him either, you know. But there is a time and a place and a situations in a game and where you're going to have to do things like that and not go down and try to get extra yards. And, you know, and then there's times and places where you got to get down and take those extra hits off yourself. So I think it's a constant conversation with him. And for the most part, you know, did a lot of good things in that regard yesterday in terms of not limiting those shots when he's out on the move.
Hey, Ken, I know you guys take game plans week by week, but how important was it to see that type of production from Isaiah McKenzie yesterday? And what does that slot position just mean to your offense and mean to Josh too?
Yeah, I think it's obviously it's big for us to have contributions by multiple guys. So I think you kind of see that week in and week out that different guys have been stepping up and having big games for us. And, you know, you try to design stuff and create opportunities for different guys to be primary receivers, you know, on different concepts. And at times, you know, they get open. At times, defenses do a good job in taking them away. And so it's good to see Isaiah come up with a big game with the production that he had and really kind of take some of the pressure off of the other guys and create issues for defense with his speed and what he can do with the ball in his hands after the catch.
Hey, Ken, this is a little off topic, but just kind of out of curiosity, Tyler Bass's range obviously affects where you guys need to reach on offense. So when he has a game like yesterday, he misses a point after, you know, Sean talked about how much he trusts him. We've seen what he can do and his ability to flush it. But do you ever check in to see like how he's feeling in case it then impacts what you guys need to do? Or is that something that's, you know, you just go according to what you're going to do anyway?
I would say it's more a change based off of maybe the conditions weather-wise or something like that more so than Tyler. Because I think probably like Sean said, we all got a ton of faith in him and he's a pro. He's been through a lot of different situations in his career already. And, you know, I think he's got that ability to be that guy to really, you know, if he does miss one to bounce back and not let that affect him. He does a great job with that. And I think as a play caller on offense, we've got a lot of faith in him that if we get near his range, you know, he'll hit it for us.
And when you say like it might change more during a weather game, what is that kind of communication like in your role this year versus last year? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a communication between, you know, me and Coach Smiley down the sideline and you know, some of the guys in the booth who help us with the situational aspect of things and where the yard line is and all that stuff. So, you know, those are conversations that are kind of ongoing throughout the game when you are in a weather type game where winds might shift or it's, you know, all of a sudden it starts raining or whatever it might be. So, you know, they're not long conversations, just a brief, you know, hey, the line is now this in this direction. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, I think we do a good job in terms of that communication amongst the coaching staff to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Hey, Ken, I don't know if you saw the end of the game, the embrace between Josh and Stephon Diggs. I was wondering if what you have to share about the resiliency that Josh is able to have because Diggs kind of has, Josh has that fiery attitude and Diggs kind of can settle him down a little bit and how that helped you at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think it, a lot of it comes from, you know, just working together and understanding, you know, being in different situations and knowing that from Josh's standpoint that he's got a lot of guys around him that he could trust to make plays for him. And so I think that brews a lot of confidence to where it's not like, okay, I've got to make the play myself. He could trust those guys in critical situations to make plays for him. And whether it's Steph or Gabe or Dawson or any of those guys, because a lot of those guys have had big catches in crucial moments, you know, and throughout the season, whether it's Dawson, you know, on the touchdown drive before catching the ball on the sideline, that was a huge catch for us, or early in the year versus Baltimore, kind of having a similar type of play, you know. Multiple guys have been able to step up for us in crucial situations. And I think that really helps Josh's confidence. And then, you know, it's also, it's just him. He's a, he's a competitor. He's the type of guy that, believes in not only himself, but the team and the guys, you know, our ability to, no matter what the situation is, just keep pounding, keep, staying with the process. And you know, we feel like no matter what the situation is, we'll always give ourselves a chance if we're doing the right things.
That rope that he threw to Diggs before the game-winning field goal, I mean, how much of that is trust from your eyes?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's a ton of trust. I mean, it's, trust in Sean to be able to go for it in that situation and let us kind of take some shots right there at it. There's trust in me and Josh and all 11 guys on the field at the time to execute the line protecting and, step to run the route. And then those other guys to make sure, they're doing their job to help open up that opportunity as well. And then obviously Josh and his confidence in Steph to really just kind of step up and give him an opportunity to make a play. So I think that's a huge part of just offensive football and execution in general is just guys trusting each other that they're going to do their job. And if I give you an opportunity to make a play, you're going to make it.
I asked this question because I know you've gone up against him before, but is there anything different to this game in your role as the offensive coordinator in your first game against Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I mean, I think each game, each week is just such a unique situation. You know, this league, there's so much parity. There's such a challenge each and every week, whether it's personnel based or scheme based or whatever it is. So, I feel like that our main focus, whether it's mine or our offense, should always be the first and foremost on us and our execution. And then, secondly, making sure we're putting our guys in position to operate and execute against what they're seeing on defense. So, I don't think there's anything more or less to anything else to this game. Other than it's our next game. It's what we're focused on. And we take that mentality of focusing on this week, every week. And I think that's the only way to do it. So obviously, I got a ton of respect for Coach Belichick and everybody over there, what they've been able to do, and it's going to be a great challenge for us coming up this week.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.